People in Wakulla County want to see education and environmental legislation when lawmakers get back to work next month. I'm Nick Evans. Thursday night, about 50 people gathered in the Wakulla County Commission chambers to touch base with their state lawmakers. Monticello Republican Halsey Beshears represents the county in the House, and Tallahassee Democrat Bill Monfort is the county senator. The two biggest concerns the lawmakers heard about are perennial issues all over the state, education and the environment. Wakulla County is a high-performing school district, one of only 11 counties in the state earning an A district grade. But 12th grade English teacher Missy Rudd wants the legislature to scale back on testing.
We'll spend over half of March, April, and May testing again. We'll spend 28 out of 54 days of school testing these kids. And so that's just not in the best interest of our students. We are a high-performing district.
Many attendees also pressed Monfort and Beshears about the land-buying program Florida Forever. And spring sheds, like Wakulla, putting acreage into public hands can help protect water quality. What's more, environmentalists point out Amendment 1 provides a steady and reliable stream of funding for the program. But this year, lawmakers didn't appropriate a dime for it. Sandy Tedder wants to see that change.
I wanted to, and I know I'm not alone in urging you all to fund the Florida Forever program. I know it's a big thing for Florida, for the whole state, for a lot of people. Amendment 1 was voted overwhelmingly when it came up in 2014.
And while education and the environment are major issues statewide, Monfort and Beshears heard about more parochial concerns too. County Commissioner Mike Stewart wants money to build a new library.
We've had about a 37% increase in programs over last year, with over 8,000 kids participating. That's a 56% increase in attendance just in the last year. And we're busting at the seams, and we need a new library. People don't just go to the library to read books anymore.
Lawmakers will be back in Tallahassee early next month to begin committee hearings for next year's legislative session. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.